Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Great interview this morning on the Steakhouse with Sandra and Steaky. And hopefully Steak had a good fast for Yom Kippur. But Sandra's always had a great relationship with the Braves manager. And that was so cool to hear, you know, Brian come on and kind of just, as he always does, just be straight open and honest and talk about his feelings and where his head was at and how he reached this decision. And, you know, the idea that, you know, he kind of dispelled that the organization was going to push him out. It was his decision.
You concerned, and I say this, with how important this hire is. Like, we have a good team. Let's just assume, and we will, Matt Olson, Sean Murphy, Ronald Acuna, everybody that had some kind of issue this year or dealing with whatever, Money Harris, Mike,
right.
Ozzy, and that's a decision yet we still haven't even quite talked about because the news this week has been about the manager. But how important this is, I think a lot of people feel like, Mike, you just hire somebody, the team's good, and it will roll. Guys, it doesn't happen that way. Mike, these managers do matter because here's what I will tell you my experience covering baseball. You're with these guys more than you are your family. And if you don't have good relationships when you're spending 8 months with a bunch of men, it becomes hard, Mike, and you have to have a connection, not just on the field, but off. I'm telling you, I'm not taking this hire for granted as if anybody can get this job, and because we're talented, we're going to go win. I think the deal with Snit, and this goes for Bobby Cox too, ironically, since we've been talking about him this week, they both understood and had that thing.
Right.
Whether they knew baseball, guys, I don't even know if that mattered. If you're going to tell me you're around the game for 50 years and you don't know when to pull a pitcher, when to put a pitcher right. in, that's secondary. It is how you build these relationships, Mike, and more importantly, handle the egos. Now, you're going to say, well, we don't have a lot of egos in the clubhouse. Guys, they all have egos. And whether it's out front or forward or whether it's behind closed doors, that's what a manager has to do, Mike. And the best ones do it.
Right. And that's why, you know, you look at some of the names out there. You know, David Ross is openly candidate. You know, he's lobbying for it, but yeah, he's a candidate. And he's letting it known he'd love to be the manager of the Braves. Why not?
Sure.
And he was replaced by Greg Counsell. Interesting sidebar dynamic on the NL Divisional Series with the Brewers and the Cubs, the proximity just up the street. And the fact that, you know, Counsell leaves the Brewers. A lot of Brewers fans are ticked off at him going to Chi-Town because they got little brother syndrome, you know, with the Cubbies. And then Pat Murphy wins the manager of the year. I thought Snicker should have been manager of the year last year for just getting him in the wild card.
Crazy.
But, yeah, Brewers against the Cubs, that's going to be interesting. Another, okay, double sidebar. Padres get eliminated last night.
Yes.
And a lot of folks are saying, wow, the robot umps are coming a year too late for the Padres. Bogarts get punched out. They nearly jump the umpires as they leave the field, if you didn't see that. But next year we'll have the challenges. And calls like basically the strike three punch out on a ball that was low and away would not happen. And for what it's worth, the Padres will still be alive. But getting back to what we were talking about, the name I'm interested in, just to keep it outside of the family.
Okay.
How about Skip Schumacher?
And by the way, is that a big part of this?
Well,
is how big of that is
Ross,
for you?
Ross played catcher for Bobby back in the day, you know, and Freddie, I believe. But he's, you know, he's always got ties to the Braves. He played here back in the day. Is it important to have that connection? Walt Weiss has been the bench coach since 18. You know, Snicker was a bench coach. You know, is Walt Weiss. Nothing against Walt. I just don't know if that's compelling for the fan base. Just bear with me on the Skip Schumacher thing. This guy was NL Manager of the Year, got that team into the playoffs. Following year, they got it and he went down the other way. Had a falling out with management, as many people do in Miami, and left. He wants to get back in baseball. He was hired by the Rangers, working as an advisor. He's not married to analytics. He's 45.
Right.
So a younger guy who played, you remember him from the Cardinals, and like Snicker, he kind of tries to find the balance between what's on the printout and what's in your gut.
I do think there is a balance with that. 404-726-0929. You guys can text us. Let us know what you think. Find us on social media. He's Mike Bell, ATL, and I'm at Put 'Em Up. See Dukes, the radio show, Dukes and Bell 929, and follow this radio station at 929 The Game. Stay up on everything that's going on as we move through the offseason. Mike, you know, we talk about this in football, how important it is to hire the GM before the coach or the right. coach before the GM. Does this have any bearing on how whoever gets this job, the manager, the new manager,
right.
and what direction he wants to go with potential free agents? Does this have any bearing?
Well, I mean, I think, you know, Alex is obviously completely entrenched as the man, and he's done some amazing, as we talked about Snicker and his amazing managerial skills in 21. Alex at the trade deadline, and it'll go down in history, you know? Between getting Jock Peterson and who even knew who Soler was, right?
True.
Rosario was hurt at the time with the Tribe. So now you look at how that thing played out, the night shift. Look, I always felt, and this is an argument I get into with Braves fans all the time. If you're down on Alex, you feel that he's just cheap with pitching. He should have signed Dansby. Should have kept Freddie. I do agree. Braves should have just eaten the 6 year, because in hindsight, you need some clutch, and you lost a lot of, I don't know, playing personality, chemistry, whatever you want to call it, backbone, clutch in that clubhouse, in my mind. But as far as your question, you got the Braves payroll jumping up right now before they make any adjustments or drop guys, third in Major League Baseball. All the escalators, you know, I'm always killing the Braves for being cheap. Well, now it's like the chickens come home to roost with some of these contracts.
Yeah, because we forget how early they signed a lot of these guys. That includes Ozzie and Acuna. And even Riley. And it's not necessarily that, hey, we don't have a bunch of guys on this roster making $200 million. It's that these escalators that were slowly building, right? And the point of that was, and look, at the time I thought it was brilliant by the Braves. Some people say you lock these contracts in, it makes no sense because it's difficult to get out. You know, you're signing a young guy to 8 or 9 years, Mike, but he's not going to turn down $175 million. But as you are slowly building and these escalators are growing, what you're hoping was that the team was also winning.
Right.
But you weren't paying top dollar for those positions. Austin Riley's a $300-400 million third baseman, but they're not paying that. So now we get to a point where this year, specifically, the team's not as good. And then you go, wait a minute, these escalators are kicking in. That's going to affect how much you go out and spend. Because, Mike, if you're saying we're third in payroll, well, now you're telling me you want me to put $200 million on top
right.
of that to go get three starting pitchers?
I've always wanted the Braves to, you know, on last year's payroll, my benchmark was the Phillies and trying to close that gap to go get that frontline starting pitching. We've already told you about it. Next year, Chris Sale is back. That injury was, again, that was out of the blue with the rib cage. He's fine. What's Strider going to be? You don't know how Strider continues his progression without having 100-mile-an-hour stuff.
We hope he comes back.
Schwellenbach, you know, is coming back. I mean, you've got guys you believe in. Obviously, Hurston Waldrop. But here's the thing. At some point in August, they'll have to go to a six-man rotation because Waldrop will never have pitched so many innings. And how many times does Snicker have to deal with that? That's why when I got in that debate, you know, and again, Chipper's not hearing what I'm saying, is there was never once that Bobby had to worry about who his fourth or fifth starter was.
Yeah, gas
right
back.
On.
Gas back.
But in the case of Snit never had those four guys, let alone five.
No.
And we don't have those guys right now, you know? So can the Braves management find this juggling act? And does the Braves, you know, Braves Holdings, Inc., allow Alex to go spend for that pitch? And we're talking about whoever the manager's going to be.
Whoever the manager
and
is.
And Snicker's a consultant. And I don't think that's window dressing. I think he's got some input. What if Snicker's lobbying for Walt Weiss?
And he might be. We don't know. And by the way,
and maybe Walt's a great friggin' manager.
Yeah.
I don't know. I can't say Walt's not. I'm just saying it's not as compelling as maybe some other hires.
Yeah, and we don't know that. And look, to Snicker's, you know, credit, did we know he was going to be as good as he was when he got the job?
You and I thought he'd be there 2 years. Remember that?
It was when we get good, they'll bring in a bigger name. No need to. He was great. And so that's the part about Weiss that we don't know. Maybe he is. This is going to be interesting as we follow. We're talking about it. If you missed the interview today, go online, odyssey.com, and check it out, guys. Full interview is there, as Snit was talking on our station about all the things and his decision-making. All right, coming up, we have the high school show tonight, high school scoreboard show. Garrett Chapman's out there. He's going to be with Coach tonight. Where are you headed, Dede? What's going on with you tonight?
Yeah, I'll be headed over to New Manchester High School out there in Douglasville.
Oh.
They're off to a 5-0 start,
oh,
which is the first time in program history. And then if they win tonight, 6-0 again, obviously first time in program history. Big region matchup with South Paulding on that one.
All right.
Nice.
And we got you covered here with all the local and statewide high school scores and information. We know how big of a deal it is. And so make sure you check out the high school scoreboard show coming up after we get done.
Yeah, man. We got NFL. But again, you don't have to watch anything because the Falcons aren't out there. But this week, a lot of some strange matchups. We were trying to, you and I didn't like a lot of the NFL games this week, but we will get to watch Buffalo, who we'll see next Monday night. So again, Buffalo Sunday night against the, and we'll see the Patriots as well. So a chance to see what they're all about.
And I'm definitely going to watch because, and it's not as if they're going to do the same things. It's just, guys, you get a sense of what Buffalo is if you haven't had a chance to watch them. And I'm sure the Falcons brass will be watching as well. All right, Day-Day, we got to get out of here, man, and clear our throat. Hey, thanks to all of our guests, not only today, but all week long. We appreciate you guys listening as well. Steve Coonan stopping by today. Thanks to him. Also, earlier today, I'm trying to remember, Day-Day, we had on BMAC. Thank you. It slipped my mind. Yeah, Brian McFadden talking all things NFL. That was today, but this has been an incredible week of guests. And so if you missed any of those interviews, go check them out. Next week, guys, we're back on the grind with the Falcons as they'll get back to work. Mike and I will be up there next Thursday. It's Monday night, the following Monday night. So you got to get through this Monday night, but we play the following Monday night. And we'll be up there with Coach and talking to players and all of that good stuff. So we're looking forward to that. And next week, just a reminder, we'll tell you more. We're going to be at Buffalo's Cafe in Hiram on Wednesday of next week.
So okay.
Making a trip back out there to
Hiram. That's a wild crowd up there. They're probably drinking right now.
They probably are.
Probably just got off the lake.
Hey, man, happy Friday, Day-Day. Good job of handling everything. Big O's back next week. We hope you have a great weekend. Stay tuned. High school scoreboard show's coming up. Mike Bell, clear your throat.
Hey, man, thanks to the best audience in town. You guys get us, and you get me, and you understand what I'm talking about. I mean, we can always agree or disagree when it comes to sports takes, but unfortunately, the case of Chipper Jones, couldn't get him on the show to talk about it. I thought I made a reasonable comment about the legacy of Brian Snicker. I praised Snicker in a couple of pieces on social media, and then compare and contrast him to Bobby Cox, which I thought was a fair comparison based on the legacy and the fact that for many of our listeners and our audience, those are the two Braves managers you're most familiar with. And so I thought it was fair. I know that Bobby's had health concerns. We saw, you know, he didn't look so great up in there for the 95 reunion, but it was never personal. I didn't say this about Bobby Cox or that. I just said he did less with more. How that turns into a personal attack, I think, Chipper, you need to clear out your ears because you're wrong, pal.
You
know, please.
Look, Kirby doesn't care about covering spreads. He just cares about winning. He doesn't care how it looks. And look, if they didn't blow TCU out a couple of years ago and just barely won, would it matter? No. You'd still be national champions. But all of a sudden now, you got people going, well, they don't cover the spread. Really?
Well, they don't cover the spread.
We're going to see tomorrow.
They're historically horrible covering the spread.
Well,
since 23.
Things.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Gotta change soon. Things gonna change, Mike, sooner or later.
I believe the last time they covered the spread was TCU.
All right. We're gonna find out. We will see what the dogs do. And we're talking with you on Monday, man. 2 o'clock. Make sure you're here. And enjoy your weekend, everybody. If you love the show,
you tell your friends.
If you don't,
you've been called a gas bag through no fault of your own.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns.
And yeah. You're seeing exactly you know what why people it's not, outside of Cleveland you know, think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.